Welcome to Wellness First, a St. Joseph Hospital podcast where we hear and learn directly from the experts on all things health and wellness. I'm Amanda Wild with primary care provider APRN Elise Lewis, and she is here to explain the differences between an NP, a PA, an MD. And Elise, thank you so much for being here and helping us straighten out these initials and these roles.
No, thank you, Amanda.
Well, let's start simple. Will you please define what exactly is an NP, nurse practitioner, how that is different from a PA, physician's assistant, and how that is different from an MD, medical doctor?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a lot of alphabet soup. So let's try to break that down for you. So a nurse practitioner will go by an NP or an APRN, and that stands for an advanced practicing registered nurse. A PA is considered a physician associate, formerly known as a physician assistant. That language has been changing over the last few years. And an MD is a medical doctor. And also in primary care, you'll hear about DOs, which are doctors in osteopathic medicine. We all provide primary care services.
Many people assume they have to see an MD to get quality care. So what would you say to someone who's hesitant about seeing an NP like yourself or a PA as their primary care provider?
Yeah, that's a great question. So it's really a lot of patient preference about which one you see. But as far as primary care goes, all four roles do the same duties and have the same level of responsibilities and authorities. So at the end of the day, it's really what the patient prefers, who they jive with. But in the state of New Hampshire, all four roles have full practice authority.
Can you walk us through the education and training path for an NP, how you became one, and what that journey looks like as compared to a physician or a PA?
Yeah, absolutely. Nurse practitioners all have to start at some point with their bachelor's of nursing. They can get there a couple different ways. Many of us started as a licensed nursing assistant, or if you're from Massachusetts, they're commonly called certified nursing assistants. And we kind of build our way up the system. So you go to a two-year degree school and get an associate's degree and then move on to your bachelor's, or you go right into your bachelor's after high school. For most people, not all. After the bachelor's degree, most of us actually go into the workforce. We are nurses in all different settings, whether it's outpatient, inpatient, rehabs. We might specialize. My background is I was a critical care nurse for years. And then we decide to go back to school and get a master's level of education. So in the state of New Hampshire, they require a master's degree, but some states will also make you also get your doctorate. And there's clinical rotations involved. And then you sit for a licensure exam, which is your certification. And there's several different certifications for nurse practitioners.
So a very thorough process. And you mentioned in New Hampshire, NPs are as authorized as doctors and physicians assistants to diagnose, prescribe, and manage care.
Yep. So nurse practitioners, like I said, have full practice authority. We actually have that right now in 26 states plus Washington, D.C., with more to come. So we hold a licensure in the state. We hold a DEA license if our role requires it, which most primary cares do. And we also sit for board examinations to make sure that we are educated and knowledgeable about the field that we're practicing in.
In your own practice, what do you think patients appreciate about seeing an NP for primary care?
Yeah, so I think what makes the NP role a little more unique is that starting with your first nursing degree, when you're just an RN, nursing is really rooted in holistic care, which if you're not familiar with that, that is the connection between mind, body, and soul and how all three of them interact together. And that's ingrained in us at a very early stage of our careers. So as an NP, I find that we incorporate that a lot. And with that is a very patient-centered model. I do see that in my colleagues, my physician associate colleagues and MD colleagues as well. But I think it's very unique for the nursing profession.
Can you elaborate on some of the strengths that NPs and PAs too often bring to primary care? Maybe things that set them apart from a traditional physician visit?
Yeah. So what I think might be a little different is that a part of our training, physician associates and APRNs, we get to the primary care role differently. We come with a really interesting background and diverse background of experiences. For example, physician associates tend to be paramedics first or medical assistants. They actually are required to have clinical field hours before they ever apply to PA school. And then again, nurse practitioners, most of us worked in the field, which nursing is so broad. So we're really bringing a lot of really interesting experiences as soon as we get our certification.
When a patient's needs go beyond primary care, how do you, as an MP, collaborate with physicians or specialists?
Going back to the full practice authority, nurse practitioners do not need to run every case by the physician or to get a co-sign. We act more in an equal role in primary care. Like my MD colleagues, like my physician associate colleagues, everyone has a comfort level to their practice. And we all kind of know what we know and what we don't. And we would refer out for different specialties when we think it's kind of moving outside of garden variety primary care, or it's something that we haven't really had more experience with in the past. So I say it would be about the same as my MD colleagues. We collaborate with specialists, PT, OT, social work, case management, and I feel like that's kind of just a general way of practicing in primary care.
This is sort of a related question, but for someone who's listening who doesn't currently have a primary care provider, what should they know about choosing between an MD, an NP, or a PA?
So I think kind of the takeaway there is that you're going to get the same level of primary care, regardless of the alphabet soup at the end of our names. I think, again, it really comes down to what you're looking for, what your healthcare goals are, and making sure that that's something that your primary care is also passionate about, that it's a good fit. We all know that not all personalities jive. So making sure that you have that comfortable feeling when you're seeing your primary care, I think, is super important for open communication and getting your goals met.
So it's really about the partnership rather than the initials behind the name.
Absolutely.
Well, Elise, thank you so much for your advice and your clarity on these definitions.
Anytime. Thanks for having me, Amanda.
A pleasure. That was primary care provider, APRN Elise Lewis. For more information, visit stjosephhospital.com. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share it on your social channels and explore our entire library of podcasts for topics of interest. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Wellness First.